This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 85 Biography of W. Stubbe, the Representative from Florida. General Information. Gregory W. Stubbe is a Republican member of the United States House of Representatives, representing Florida's 17th Congressional District. He was born on May 19, 1978, in Bradenton, Florida. Stubbe has made a name for himself in both military service and politics, showcasing a commitment to public service that spans over two decades. Early life and education. Gregory Stubbe was raised in Bradenton, Florida, where he attended local schools. His early life was marked by a strong sense of community and service, influenced by his family's involvement in local politics and civic activities. After graduating from Southeast High School, Stubbe pursued higher education at the University of Florida. There, he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Animal Science in 2000. His interest in law led him to continue his education at the same university, where he obtained a Juris Doctor degree from the Frederick G. Levin College of Law in 2003. Early career. Following his education, Stubbe's career began in the legal field. He worked as an attorney, focusing on real estate and business law, which provided him with a solid foundation in legal practices and community issues. Stubbe's commitment to service extended beyond the courtroom. He joined the United States Army in 2004, serving in the Judge Advocate General's JAG Corps. His military service included a deployment to Iraq in 2006, where he provided legal support to soldiers, earning him the Bronze Star Medal for his service. After his military service, Stubbe returned to Florida and continued his legal practice while also engaging in local politics. He served as an assistant state attorney in the 12th Judicial Circuit of Florida, gaining first-hand experience in the criminal justice system. Election history. Greg Stubbe's political career began at the state level. In 2010, he was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, representing the 64th District. He served in this capacity until 2016, during which time he was known for his conservative stances and advocacy for veterans' issues. In 2016, Stubbe ran for and won a seat in the Florida Senate, representing the 23rd District. His tenure in the Senate was marked by his focus on reducing government regulations, supporting law enforcement, and promoting economic development. Stubbe's transition to national politics came in 2018 when he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives to represent Florida's 17th District. He won the election, defeating his Democratic opponent with 62.1% of the vote. He was re-elected in 2020 with a similar margin, indicating strong support from his constituents. Political stances. Greg Stubbe is known for his conservative political views. He is a staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights, often advocating for less restrictive gun laws. His legislative efforts have included bills aimed at protecting gun ownership rights. On economic issues, Stubbe supports tax cuts and deregulation to stimulate business growth. He has voted in favor of tax reform bills that aim to reduce the tax burden on individuals and corporations. Stubbe has been vocal about immigration, pushing for stricter border control and enforcement of immigration laws. He supports policies that would enhance border security and has criticized what he perceives as lenient immigration policies. In terms of healthcare, Stubbe has expressed skepticism about government-run healthcare systems like Medicare for All, instead favoring market-based solutions that he believes would offer more choice and potentially lower costs. His military background influences his stance on national defense, where he advocates for a strong military presence and has supported increases in defense spending. He has also been involved in legislation aimed at improving veterans' benefits and services. On social issues, Stubbe holds traditional conservative views, opposing abortion and supporting legislation that aligns with pro-life positions. He has also been critical of movements he sees as undermining traditional values or promoting what he considers to be excessive political correctness. Representative W. Stubbe of Florida's 17th Congressional District has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his strong stance on conservative values, which resonates deeply with many in his district. Stubbe has been vocal about his support for Second Amendment rights, often advocating for policies that protect gun ownership, which is a significant issue for many voters in his area. His commitment to these values is not just rhetorical. He has actively worked on legislation to ensure these rights are upheld, earning him the trust and loyalty of many gun owners and Second Amendment advocates. Another key factor in Stubbe's support base is his focus on economic policies that favor small businesses and reduce government overreach. He has consistently pushed for tax cuts and deregulation, arguing that these measures help stimulate economic growth and provide more opportunities for local entrepreneurs. This approach has been particularly appealing in a district where small businesses form the backbone of the local economy. His efforts to simplify the tax code and reduce bureaucratic hurdles have been seen as direct support for the economic well-being of his constituents. Stubbe's military background also plays a crucial role in his appeal. Having served in the U.S. Army, he brings a perspective of discipline, service, and national security to his legislative work. Veterans and those who value military service appreciate his understanding of the sacrifices made by service members and his advocacy for veterans' benefits and military funding. His first-hand experience in the military lends credibility to his positions on defense and foreign policy, making him a trusted figure among those who prioritize national security. Moreover, Representative Stubbe has been effective in engaging with his community. He regularly holds town hall meetings, participates in local events, and maintains an open line of communication with his constituents. This accessibility has fostered a sense of connection and trust, as people feel their voices are heard and their concerns are addressed directly by their representative. His proactive approach in community involvement demonstrates a commitment to not just represent but actively serve his district. Lastly, Stubbe's legislative record shows a pattern of aligning with the interests of his district, particularly in areas like agriculture, which is vital for many in Florida 17. He has supported bills that protect agricultural interests, promote water conservation, and ensure that rural communities have access to necessary resources. This focus on local issues, combined with his broader conservative policies, creates a balanced approach that appeals to a wide range of voters within his district. His ability to address both local and national issues effectively has solidified his support among those who see him as a defender of their way of life and economic interests. Representative W. Stubbe from Florida's 17th District has faced significant opposition from constituents and critics alike due to several contentious issues. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his stance on healthcare, particularly his opposition to the Affordable Care Act, ACA. Many in his district rely on the protections and benefits provided by the ACA, and his efforts to repeal or undermine it have been met with resistance from those who fear losing their healthcare coverage. Another point of contention is Stubbe's environmental policies. Florida, being particularly vulnerable to climate change effects like rising sea levels and increased hurricane activity, has a population that is increasingly concerned about environmental protection. Stubbe's record shows a tendency to support legislation that favors deregulation of environmental standards, which many see as detrimental to Florida's natural resources and future sustainability. This has alienated voters who prioritize environmental conservation and see his policies as short-sighted. On the topic of social issues, Representative Stubbe's positions have also drawn criticism. His votes against measures supporting the rights of the LGBTQ+ community, including opposition to the Equality Act, have been viewed by many as discriminatory. This stance has not only mobilized opposition from advocacy groups but also from a broader electorate that values inclusivity and equality. His comments and legislative actions often appear out of step with the evolving social norms in his district, leading to a disconnect with younger voters and those advocating for social justice. Economic policies are another area where Stubbe has lost support. His advocacy for tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, while not addressing the economic disparities within his district, has been criticized as favoring the elite over the average citizen. Many constituents feel that his economic strategies do not address the real issues like affordable housing, living wages, and economic mobility, which are critical in a district with diverse economic needs. This has led to a perception that he is out of touch with the economic realities faced by many of his constituents. Lastly, Stubbe's approach to governance and representation has been questioned. His tendency to engage in partisan battles rather than seeking bipartisan solutions has frustrated those who desire a more collaborative political environment. His alignment with the more extreme elements of his party has led to a perception that he prioritizes party loyalty over district needs. This has resulted in a significant portion of his electorate feeling unrepresented or misrepresented, fueling a desire for a representative who can bridge divides and work for the common good of the district. In summary, Representative W. Stubbe's lack of support stems from a combination of his healthcare policies, environmental stances, social issue positions, economic strategies, and his approach to governance. These factors have collectively contributed to a growing dissatisfaction among the constituents of Florida's 17th District, who are looking for a representative that aligns more closely with their values and needs. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.